Hi, I'm Leanne Blaney, adventure coach, speaker, and award-winning author. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast, where we are having conversations about what might be holding you back and how to move forward to achieve your dream life. Come along on a journey and set yourself up by having freedom in your choices, becoming grounded and centered, and learn how to speak from the heart. For more information, go to leanneblaney.com. Let's ignite your life. Since 2003, Marsha has passionately devoted her life to extensively researching and applying natural health solutions to chronic disease, including depression and anxiety, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, CFS, Crohn's, IBS, thyroid disease, and more. Due to her personal journey from healing autoimmune within 10 months, Marsha is compassionate, understanding, and delivers her knowledge in a simple and easy-to-understand format to apply to your own life. Marsha's incredible transformation from ill health has to be seen. Welcome, Marsha, to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Leanne. It's a pleasure to be invited. I'm very happy to be on here today.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to sort of share your story and get into it and talk, you know, what you're passionate about. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, I'm 46, single mother, have been for 17 years. And, you know, during that time, I've done a lot of personal growth, which I've really, really enjoyed that journey. So during that time, I found that I had a lot of grief and unresolved pain from my past that I needed to address. And during that journey, I actually became quite unwell. So I ended up with an autoimmune disease, and which started with depression and anxiety and panic attacks. And I had also had hay fever for a very long time, since my early teens. So I started researching my condition, I guess, and found that through many, many tests. And so I started on a journey of looking into alternative therapies. And I had already been researching health and supplements for about 16 years. So when I came across a couple of supplements, I guess, from overseas, so one in particular I found was a stem cell regeneration product. And I thought, oh yeah, whatever, I'll give it a go. I tried everything else. But to my astoundment, I had felt so much better within 3 or 4 weeks. And I was back at full-time work within 8 weeks, which was quite surprising to me, because only about 6 months prior to that, my doctor had offered me medical retirement. I had lots of difficulty walking. When I did walk, I would often be very unstable, and sometimes I would walk into walls. My symptoms had progressed a lot, so I had a lot of autoimmune symptoms, including things like chronic fatigue, lots of shaking, neurological problems. I had problems with my eyesight. I ended up getting bladder incontinence, and I was 44 at that time. So I knew something was wrong. So I kept going back to my doctor, and she kept doing lots of blood tests and all sorts of tests, including colonoscopies, endoscopies, x-rays, MRIs, we also did liver scans and kidney tests and all sorts of functions. And most of them came back clear, which was very concerning to me, because I needed an answer. Now, I always presented myself very well. I've always been proud to present myself very well. So whenever I walked into the GP office, I always felt like a hypochondriac, because my doctor would never really, I guess, believe what I would tell her when it came to my symptoms. And often also a lot of the time when I did go into the doctor's surgery, I was okay. It was the times that I made the appointment that I wasn't feeling well. And then, of course, that's the thing with autoimmune, you know, with all the inflammation that we get from time to time and the flare-ups that we have. So there are some days where I would find it very difficult to get out of bed because of the systemic pain from the inflammation. And other days I felt great. So I'd go into my doctor's office and explain all this, and she'd order a whole heap of blood tests and they'd come back normal. And so, look, to be honest with you, I think that she offered me medical retirement because she wanted to see what my reaction was. I think she wanted to know whether that's ultimately what I was after, whether I wanted a government payment and to not work. But I said, no, that's definitely not what I want. I love my work. I love my life. I've got lots of goals. In my mind, I've always been quite sharp, you know, especially with having gone through my personal development journey for 17 years on my own. I've learned a lot, very much into the law of attraction, and I love being out and about and living life and creating goals and goal boards and vision boards and things like that, and attending seminars and learning about myself and life in general. And I always wanted to travel, knowing one day I would have a full-time job again and be able to enjoy that lifestyle. But of course, you know, being sick the way that I was very concerned that that wouldn't happen. Look, once I started taking the stem cell regeneration product, I was back within 8 weeks at full-time work. So that just completely blew me away. Mm. And during that journey of taking that supplement, I did a bit of research and found out lots more about autoimmune, because initially I was actually diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which does not come up as an autoimmune disease when you research it. Now, I'm a researcher, so I looked up a lot of information about fibromyalgia, and always came back to diet. So I tried many diets. I tried the blood type diet. I tried the paleo diet, anti-inflammatory, sugar-free, gluten-free, everything, you name it, I tried it. And it did make me feel better a little bit here and there from time to time. But my symptoms slowly regressed still. So I continued on my search and research. And so then I went to a talk where a gentleman from the US came to Australia to discuss this particular supplement that I was taking. And of course, I was very interested in going. So I went along, and towards the end, I gave a testimonial with regards to my experience with this product. And he was completely blown away. I showed him some before and after photos, which you'll be able to access on my Facebook page, because I've now dedicated a Facebook page to share my journey with other women, which it is mostly women that suffer autoimmune symptoms. Now, I gave my testimonial, and at that event, there was another gentleman there by the name of Dr. Ross Harty, who's Australia's first and only clinical nutritionist to listed in Australia to have healed autoimmune naturally, and he used this particular product. So we got started. We got into a conversation, and he explained to me that autoimmune is a gut health issue, and he told me, you know, that he was listed as the first person in Australia to have healed autoimmune, and I believe it was MND, motor neurone disease. So, of course, that really pricked up my ears, and I started a protocol suggested by him, together with this gentleman, this doctor, a natural doctor of 30 years from the US that came out that day for this talk. So within 4 months, I was symptom-free.
Wow.
And I now am sharing this journey with other people. I'm very, very passionate about it, because I do know that there's lots of women, and that there are definitely men out there that suffer autoimmune. So some of those autoimmune conditions can be colitis, Crohn's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, hay fever, thyroid disease, chronic fatigue. There's eczema, lupus. There are so many. There's diabetes type 1. I can't remember if I mentioned that one. There's also arthritis, which is, it's wild, isn't it? So just about everybody we know has some kind of autoimmune disease.
Mm.
So that's why I thought I'd share my story, because, you know, since I came across your page, Leanne, I realized just, you know, how much I had missed out on the connection with other women, which is so important when you are a single mum. And I realized that, you know, once I got better, how unwell I was, and how it actually does affect you mentally and emotionally. It's not just physically. So I'd like to reach out to all women and men, of course, but in your situation, it's your page is for women. So I would like to reach out and help others and put them in touch with these amazing natural, 100% natural, scientifically researched products. They're quite affordable, 100% natural, And so that's what's brought me here today, having a chat with you about inspiring other women, and of course part of that is feeling 100% well.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? When we get something that's really helped ourselves, it's really important to help others, isn't it? Because that'll actually lift you up and keep you going as well. I've seen so many people that they go, okay, I'm feeling better now, and they go off and do things, and then it won't be that much longer, and they go downhill again. And it's because of a number of things, not helping other people and not having that mental awareness of what's going on. And I think, you know, you mentioning your personal development journey is so important because, yes, it's great to address the physical and that, but if you don't have the right mental acuity or get the psychological blocks removed or whatever it is that's actually going on for you, sometimes it can be just on like a hamster wheel, isn't it? Like just keep going round and round and round and round and not actually getting off that hamster wheel.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It is all about having a positive mindset as well. Yeah, it's definitely about the mindset because I'd like to give my healing mentor a little plug as well, if I may.
Yeah, sure.
His name is Steve Katz. He's on the Gold Coast, but I went last night and I used to go every week, but now I tend to go about every fortnight. And sometimes I've even stretched it out to 3 weeks. And he used to be a chiropractor for, I think, about 30 years, but he's now just a healing mentor. And it's an experience I've never had before. It's been absolutely amazing. His business is called Infinite Potential Center. I would highly recommend that if you have any type of aches and pains in your body and you're seeing a chiropractor, that to consider perhaps having a look at Steve Katz's website and exploring if that's something that you would like to also look at, because he's actually quite affordable. I've been able to release a lot of anger and resentment, and not that I really had hatred, but it's all gone. It's lifted off my shoulders. I'm feeling extremely happy I'm feeling extremely happy with my life and where I'm headed. And I am working full time, as I mentioned before, but I would like to make this my life's work. I would like to finish writing my book by the end of July. And the title of that I'm not 100% sure of because it's quite controversial, so I'm still thinking about that, but I'd really like to call it What the Doctors Won't Tell You About Healing Autoimmune Naturally. Mm. And the reason for that is because of the journey that I've been on with my doctors, not having, you know, any diagnosis for me for so long as I continue to regress. And I think Steve has been a really, really big part of my healing journey. I think that you need somebody, even if it's a counselor that you talk to about, you know, things that are dormant in your system, belief systems, habits, bad habits, reactions that you have to situations. You might be reacting out of fear, whereas of course we know that the best way to react is out of love, have patience, and to learn compassion and empathy, which is something that I love doing, of course, and my life has really changed for the better because I've been able to get to a point now where I'm very, very happy within myself because I'm actually helping others.
Yeah, and that's important too, like having a mentor, a coach, someone to help you with your physical. It's everything, isn't it? It's not just one thing these days. You need to be, you know, getting mentally fit, psychologically fit, emotionally fit, spiritually fit, and physically fit.
Exactly.
So I think it's really important to work on those things because to me it's just not one thing. It's having like that alignment with them all.
Yes.
So that you're healthiest and your happiness and you can actually really appreciate what you've got.
Exactly.
And I think that's one reason that I do what I do, because all those things you just mentioned, the gratitude, the compassion, the love, you know, getting rid of that fear. Like you can never really get rid of fear, but you can manage fear, or you can actually, you know, come from a different place than from fear, because when you come from fear, you have resistance and blocks and things. And I love working with people to unlock that potential they've got, because then they see so much more that they can give. And it might be getting physically fit then, but once they've got to unlock that mind first. And
yes, that's right.
Yeah. And what I truly like what you're saying too is not just relying on what doctors say, because, you know, they're conventional medicine and there's a place for that.
Yep.
It's taking control of you yourself and researching and finding out what works for you, because there's so many different modalities out there.
Exactly, yes.
It could be different, like kinesiology works for someone else, where someone else likes to have the physio, where someone else likes to have the coaching.
Yes.
There's all these things are connected.
Yes, know? Exactly. And I had all that as well. I had, I'd have to say I spent probably close to $10,000 on natural therapies and other natural practitioners to help me realign my body. And I even saw a psychotherapist because I thought, my GP isn't acknowledging that there's anything wrong with me. I mean, towards the end, I could hardly walk and I was really close to needing a wheelchair. At times when I went to the shopping centre with my daughter, I wouldn't be able to walk for more than half an hour or maybe an hour because my legs would just shake so much that I would come home and lie on the couch for 3 hours. I'd only be able to do one activity every weekend, whether it be getting the groceries or washing the dogs or washing my car. Or perhaps doing some housework, but then again, I would be in bed or on the couch for hours and hours. And on that point, Leanne, what I'd really like to reiterate is how important it is that we reach out to one another online, especially on your page, because that is something that helped me to get through because I wasn't able to socialize. I really socially regressed. I was embarrassed to be sick. I thought in the end I started to think this was all in my head until, of course, I got to a point where I was so unwell that I realised something was really wrong.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look, Facebook has really, really helped me to stay sane, and between all the researching that I did with regards to my condition, it was really, really nice to be able to connect with other women and just feel like you're part of life, I guess. So what you're doing is fantastic, and I want to thank you for that. It's so important.
Yeah, and it really is important. And that's why I started Adventure School for Women, because women will often go, like, they're very lonely because they're so busy doing all the things they have to do as a mother, as a parent, as a, you know, partner for everybody else. They forget to look after themselves. And then when they think, oh, there is something wrong, they don't want to tell anyone because they do see it as a sign of weakness.
Exactly. So,
yeah, I love my Facebook group to actually, and I'm building it slowly because I want the right women in there that can support and champion each other and give tips, you know, like you can give the autoimmune tips and then I can give some psychological tips or, you know, on balance and things like that. So everyone's got something to offer.
Yes.
And to help each other out. So
that's right, yeah.
I think
that's my mission. It is my mission, Leanne, to educate women about what autoimmune is, which is why I started my page. Because autoimmune is actually a gut health issue. And some people will challenge me on that, and I've had a few. However, it's actually leaky gut. So we live in a fairly toxic environment these days, and our liver and digestive system are designed to digest and detoxify our bodies from toxins. So whether we're talking environmental toxins or prescription medication, or toxins from our food source. So we've got pesticides that are being sprayed on our foods. There's just a myriad of things that we're in contact with these days. And it's really playing havoc on our body. But I think the most important thing that women don't realise, or people in general don't realise, is that one course of antibiotics can actually wipe out the entire ecosystem that we have in our digestive tract. And that includes all the good and bad bacteria, parasites, viruses, everything. There is supposed to be a certain balance in there for us to be able to function properly and digest our food and take the minerals and vitamins out of our food through the gut lining. So, but however, what happens when we have leaky gut is it becomes porous and inflamed, and we end up with inflammation in our gut, basically. So what happens with that is we end up with undigested food particles. So we end up with undigested food particles, gut bacteria. We end up with bile as well in our bloodstream. Now what happens is our immune system sees this as an invasion, and the immune system goes in to attack this invasion that's now swimming around in our blood. And what the immune system does is to protect the cells from damage, it actually surrounds them with water and fills them with water. It gets that water from the gut, which causes a lot of IBS and constipation issues. And the other problem that we've got with that then is it causes inflammation, which is systemic because obviously the blood's flowing around our whole system, our whole body, which is why I ended up with all of the systemic pain, especially in my neck and back, because that's where the nervous system runs. And so, of course, with MS, how that works is simultaneously the immune system will go into attack, like I said, the invasion, but simultaneously also attacks the cells. And it will also attack healthy cells, including the nerve cells. Now, around our nerve cells, we have something called a myelin sheath. And the immune system, in its attempt to clean up the invasion that's floating around in our blood, actually attacks this myelin sheath as well. And that then ends up going into our nerves, which, you know, causes all the neurological damage. And this is why I had all the brain fog and memory loss and headaches. And of course, MS is then related to things like your eyesight issues, vision issues, and bladder incontinence, things like that. So that's what I've learned. Now, I came across an excellent product called a symbiotic, which is a super symbiotic, actually. And it actually has a mixture of probiotics with prebiotic fibers in it. So generally, 20 billion probiotics isn't really going to do much for us when we've had even just one course of antibiotics and our gut health is compromised. So the 3.3 trillion beneficial bacteria that gets delivered into our intestines through these super symbiotics is what will rebalance our gut. There's other products that I recommend to help with healing the gut lining. They're all products that you can just go and order online. Some you need to order through me, but I'm not particularly affiliated with any one company. I suggest products from about, I think, four or five companies from around the world. And a lot of them are scientifically researched and very highly concentrated and affordable. And that's what I want for people, because a lot of people with autoimmune conditions are not able to work, or they're working part-time, or they're struggling with finances because they've tried so many different types of vitamins and minerals and doctors and therapists and things like that. And I was one of them. I did that. So once I knew exactly what to do to heal my gut and to rebalance, you know, the microbiome in my gut and to boost my immune system, which is another product that I highly recommend. It's a seaweed supplement. It's called Fucoidin. There's a few on the market. So before you rush off and go and Google that, the one that I recommend was formulated by a scientist and biochemist in the US, and he won a Genius Award for designing and manufacturing a machine that he built to extract the world's strongest and most concentrated formula. Now, it's so strong that it stops blood flow to tumors. It's really, really effective. And it actually increases the immune system by 400% within 12 days. So no wonder I feel great, right? So that's just one of the products. You know, there's five or six that I recommend. And there's a few other home remedies that I also recommend that are fabulous, things like fresh lemon juice in first thing in the morning to assist with bile production and liver production. Vegetable juicing, there's coffee enemas, there's all sorts of things. So at the moment, I'm still providing all this information for free, and I am getting a little bit busy. So I am working on automating everything that I'm doing, so that if somebody wants information, I'll send them to marciaschultz.com, which is still being built. So if you go there and click on a button, it probably won't go anywhere. But in the future, if you come across this recording, you may have some luck, and I hope to have that finished by the end of the week anyway. So that will give you access to emails and lots of information in regards to healing autoimmune. And then, you know, through my Facebook page as well, Healing Autoimmune Naturally, you can contact me there, and I'd be very, very happy to direct you and have a chat with you over the phone if you're in Australia, or if you're overseas, we can do a Zoom session. So look, I'm here to help you. I'm not a product pusher. I'm really excited about getting my book finished and speaking around the world and educating others that there is a healthy and natural solution to autoimmune.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing and storing that today, Marsha. It's been wonderful.
That's okay.
And I really appreciate you putting that information out there for people and wanting, you know, having that passion to help others to go through that journey, what you've been through, and maybe short tracking it compared to, you know, we have to learn a lot of stuff along our way. And then we think, oh, you know, we can fast track this for others now. So let's let them know. So
exactly.
I suggest everyone, you know, who's interested in this goes to your Facebook page, you know, to begin with, start interacting. And then you can start, you know, once you start healing yourself, you can always start feeling better. And then, you know, your life just changes, doesn't it? So
exactly. Yes. I didn't realize how sick I was until I was well.
Exactly.
You know, and I didn't realize how down I was until I felt happy, you know, properly happy for the first time in, I'd have to say, 10 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's made a big impact on my life. And I've got heaps of energy now. There's so many things every day that I can do. You know, without having to sit down. So, and look, a year ago, I would not have been able to have this conversation with you without, you know, losing track of thoughts or where I was up to with my conversation. It was very, very tricky for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm very, very happy to be here at this point now and educate others about it. But you know, it's also about prevention, preventing autoimmune, because it's so rife. I mean, so many people have, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and they're just generally not really that happy. And what a lot of people don't realize is that hormones are actually created in the gut. So if you've got an unhealthy gut bacteria, unhealthy gut lining, if you've got inflammation, those hormones are not going to be created in abundance. The serotonin is actually created in the gut lining, which is where most of our problems are, which is, you know, where leaky gut lives. It's where parasites will burrow when we have an unhealthy gut flora. Parasites take over and start breeding. So there's so many more things that I'd like to talk to you about, including, you know, food lists and food allergies and things like that. I've experienced all of that as well. And I have solutions for that too, which I'm really excited about. And I've been able to help some women to overcome their food intolerances within a couple of days.
Wow. We'll get our listeners to go see your Facebook page and get into that. We might get you on in another 6 months and when your book's out, and we'll have another chat about that side of things. It'd be fantastic.
That's good. Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Igniters, how amazing is the journey that Marsha has been on. I love how she is now wanting to share her experiences with as many people as possible. For more information, go to her website marshaschultz.com or her Facebook page Healing Autoimmune Naturally. If you want to know how to get off the road to burnout, come to my website leanneblaney.com.